Hey, everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Silence. You know what's so devastating about hearing crickets after we put so much effort into something? It's the confusion. We really don't know how to interpret silence when it can mean so many things. And in that vacuum, stories are born. And these are not the stories that uplift us or help us fix the problem. In my unscientific observation, here are two stories I hear a lot that, frankly, are just wrong. First up, I hear the going down the wrong road story. When we hear this silence, it reminds us of all the other times things didn't work out, and then we question everything about our business. I call this confirmation bias run amok. It goes something like this. Well, because this idea didn't work, now I need to revisit the entire business. No, we don't need to go that far. My vote? Let's focus on the current situation and look at other options as noted in the post. Second, I see a major launch of the blame game. We hear this silence and automatically blame outside forces that have nothing to do with us. It happens a lot when outsiders are involved or if our team has more than two people. Now, this is just as bad as the wrong road story. It's just the flip side of the same coin. And it lets us off the hook to do anything about the situation. So, yeah, I call this out with a simple question. What can we do or change as a result of this silence? And go from there. You know, these stories, they're different reactions to disappointment. When we stop these stories before they take over, we can still be disappointed, but also move forward in a productive way. And as I noted in the post, sometimes it's the smallest changes that make the big difference. These stories hide those changes and keep us stuck. Now, hope this helps. Go out there and be brilliant.